You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Vahe Arabian, the founder of State of Digital Publishing, who runs an online publication and community for digital media and publishing professionals, uncovering perspectives and new media trends and products. Mr. Arabian, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Good to be with you, Eric.
Yeah, good to have you out, and thanks for your time. So tell us, what do you define as digital publishing, and what is the current state of digital publishing today?
No problem. I guess people have different interpretations of what state of digital publishing is. You've got people who come from maybe a book publishing background where they're focusing just on publishing books, or you've got people who are digital first, which are focusing on just thinking about like the likes of Huffington Post, where they're just publishing media or online content. But I guess these days, the meaning of digital publishing is really focused on the digital aspect because just due to the nature of the word and also just for the fact that people, we're trying to tailor to an online audience. In terms of the state of digital publishing, really, you know, there's been really a less of a reliance on advertising just as due to declining in advertising from technology barriers such as ad blocking and just the rise of fake news, which has really diminished the credibility of that, using that channel. At the same time, in the past few weeks, we've seen the likes of BuzzFeed and Business Insider relying on programmatic trading. So that's like an automated version of advertising, and that potentially can bring a comeback to advertising again. But really what the state of the current state is, a lot of publishers are focusing on, and publications are focusing on subscriptions, getting paid subscriptions from people, because it's just the validation that people are wanting what content that you're publishing, and you really, that's pretty much it. Focusing on subscriptions and really focusing around more channel-specific strategies as opposed to just pushing out content for the sake of pushing out content.
And how does digital publishing or content strategy apply to a startup or entrepreneur?
Well, especially as a startup founder, a lot of people rely on your background and your credibility of your background. So I think what's important is you need to present yourself well online. So the best way, and everyone has a digital footprint. So publishing fundamentals around, you know, producing content that's targeted to your audience, being associated around that topic. So if for example, if you're in the e-commerce space, you're selling health and beauty products, you want to be known as a health beauty expert. So you need to be publishing around or producing content or thought leadership pieces around health and beauty and really put your position on there. So publishing really helps to strengthen your own personal branding, which in then, if you're going to be going down the track of going for VC funding or other ventures, then that's going to help boost your credibility. So it's really important that that entrepreneurs think of themselves as personal brands and publishing brands.
Another question for you, and an interesting one, is advertising coming to an end? What's your perspective on this?
I touched on it briefly before. I don't think it's, well, I was, until maybe last week, I was thinking that there's going to be a lot more heavy reliance on subscriptions, paid subscriptions, especially given that Netflix and OTTs are really disrupting the market with having stream content. But this advertising isn't really going to come to an end because we're going to find ways of improving the technology around advertising. Where in the past, people were mostly relying on middlemen to serve the advertising or media exchanges, programmatic and automated technologies are probably going to help deliver more sophisticated advertising, which will be more relevant to users. So there will be that blended product and commerce experience. So I don't think for the long term, for the short term, advertising will still remain as it is.
And most helpful response today, we are joined by Vahe Arabian, the founder of State of Digital Publishing, who runs an online publication and community for digital media and publishing professionals, uncovering perspectives and new media trends and products here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Vahe, what are some of the innovations within media and digital publishing?
It's been there's a few aspects. So the first aspect is really around trying to improve the content quality of what publications are trying to offer, and they're really trying to do that by automation and getting journalists or editors to not focus more on general news, but to focus on feature articles. And the way they're going around that is through AI. So a lot of AI solutions out there can really gather general information like weather or stats, and then as a result of that technology, they can really produce general news reports where people, and as a result, a lot of the other roles are not going to be existing no longer, or people are just going to really shift around doing investigative journalism, which is going to be a win for everyone in the end. I don't think it's useful for everyone just to spend their time around the general news. The second thing really comes down to, and what I alluded to before, was just around not pushing out content, really focusing on a multi-channel strategy. So what that entails is really, if you have Facebook, if you have a lot of channels, really creating unique content for those platforms instead of just trying to drive people back to your website. And we've seen Snap Discover being really an area where publishers have been experimenting with creating unique shows, creating unique content, and trying to see if they can tailor to that audience. It's been mixed at the moment. Similarly, AMP, which is a protocol that Google uses to help speed up results, speed up the user experience on mobile, and same as Facebook Instant Articles, they've also seen mixed results as well. So there's still sort of aspects that we need to see in terms of the delivery of the monetization. So Facebook has come up with Instant Articles with subscription packages. So I think how these solutions are going to be productized more effectively will determine whether or not they're going to be very useful for the long term. Those are the two main things. And then, like I was saying earlier on, there's been just really a bit of a talk recently around programmatic, around how and blockchain technology. So rather than you relying on an intermediary to publish advertising or to get advertising to a certain audience, you can actually go ahead and use those solutions to automatically do that yourself and actually generate more useful advertising. So again, those are early days, and that just happened as a few weeks ago, so we'll see what happens in that space.
I also see that you also interview editors and publishers on State of Digital Publishing. What are some of the commonalities and takeaways that you can draw from your interviewees?
The first thing that all of them usually say is, if you want to become a really good editor or journalist, then you really need to practice writing. And because what happens is, when you practice writing, it's more than reading, you'll be able to pick up on styles that other people are writing, other styles people use to write. And then from there, that's how you can learn more quickly. And in addition, that's going to help you better express yourself. So definitely, if you want to get into publishing, writing, editing, all, in that field, practice start writing. I noticed, depending on your lifestyle choice or where you work, it really depends on the focus and priorities that professional usually takes in digital publishing. So people who tend to do freelancing or who have their own business, their efforts might be either just to promote themselves or just to really focus on their passion projects, while people who work more in media companies or bigger organizations really just focus around innovation, focus around the law advocacy, and they focus around other workflow integration issues or team management issues in-house. In saying that as well, the other thing I noticed was there's a lot of niche publishing out there that people aren't across, and I'm really passionate about trying to have the State of Digital Publishing as a platform for them to be more visible and known. So, for example, the other week I interviewed someone who was in the gay travel publishing niche. So there's even a segment within a segment that's actually happening in this instance. So there's going to be a lot more bigger segmentation happening. And then the final thing really is a lot of these people are very passionate and they're very dedicated in their job. So we mostly see publishing around political or sports, but there's a lot more to that than meets the eye. So that's the main things that I got out of the interviews.
Vahe, certainly some interesting feedback there. Really appreciate that, and thanks for joining us here today. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip for the listeners today?
I'd like to just share that, you know, if you want to build your own editorial or media brand, you know, start writing, really focus on building connections, and really focus around what your audience wants, and if you focus on that first, then the monetization come after, because we've seen people rush focusing on monetization first, and that's what's happened as a result. There hasn't been any much quality content around, so just really focus on the audience and everything will come later.
Vahe, where can listeners get all the details on State of Digital Publishing?
Thank you for having me again, Eric. You can visit stateofdigitalpublishing.com in order to see the online publication. We've also got the community, which is seekaudience.stateofdigitalpublishing.com. And if you search for on Facebook or Twitter, State of Digital Publishing, you can also find us there.
Easy enough. Well, Vahe, we certainly wish you all the best, continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Likewise, all the best to you, Eric.
And much appreciated. We've been speaking with Vahe Arabian, the founder of State of Digital Publishing, who runs an online publication and community for digital media and publishing professionals, uncovering perspectives and new media trends and products. And for all the information and details, visit stateofdigitalpublishing.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming 24/7 live around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.